here's how to condition your clients to give you referrals.
George, how long have we been doing business together?
Well, I guess about 4 or 5 years now.
I appreciate the relationship we have as much as I do the business you give me. George, in the past, I've been really reluctant on my end to ask you for the names of other people in your circle who could also benefit from my products or services. And I gotta admit, it's my own hang-ups that have prevented me from asking you. I didn't want to put you in an uncomfortable position. But one of my goals this year that I've set for myself is to ask for more referrals from all my customers, and that's going to help me spend less time looking for new business and more time servicing my good customers like you. So I'd like to ask you right up front. If I ask you for referrals from time to time, is that going to make you feel uncomfortable?
Oh, you need some referrals. No problem. Ask me anytime you'd like.
Thanks. So I can drop my old hang-ups now about asking, right?
It takes this kind of conversation with your client to reverse the present pattern of not asking for referrals. So how do you actually ask for one? Let's go back to George.
George, is it okay if we start with the first one right now?
Sure, that's fine.
Good. Let me take a minute to describe to you the type of person who I think might have an interest in my services, and that way it'll help you think of someone. My best customers are a lot like you, George. They are the top information technology officers in their company, typically have sales in excess of $10 million U.S. dollars. And they're frustrated with the fact that they have inaccessible databases or they're sick and tired of software servers that are crashing. They worry about outdated websites and security issues. And a lot of times they're upset with lack of support. Is there any chance that someone immediately comes to mind?
Out of role play now, refresh George's memory why he originally chose to do business with you and then describe additional pains that possible candidates for your product or service might have. You're shotgunning for pain. If George comes up with the name of a prospect, great. But if he looks dumbfounded, easy. Don't get uncomfortable. Just let him off the hook. If George is someone you see on a regular basis, don't press for more names. One name will do for now. If you only see him occasionally, then ask him to continue by saying, "Okay, anyone else?" The goal is to get an introduction from George. However, the first time out, a cool referral will do. But remember, don't settle for a cool referral the next time. Now back to the role play to hear what an introduction referral might sound like.
George, I really appreciate your giving me Sam Smith. Can I ask you what made you choose him?
Well, I recall him telling me that his organization's IT systems really needed a serious overhaul because of the acquisition of several small companies, and they were each using different hardware and non-compatible software.
I need your help, George. I don't suppose you'd be willing to call Sam first and tell him a little bit about our relationship and the kind of work that we've been doing together?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, is there someone else you'd rather call? See, it's been my experience that an introduction like yours is a lot more helpful than me calling him out of the blue. And if for some reason he doesn't want to take my call, you could really help me out and let me know beforehand.
That does make sense. I'd be happy to call first.
Thanks. I really appreciate your willingness to help me, George. Are you comfortable with what you're going to say to him?
I'll think of something.
Well, let me see if I can give you a little help. In the experience that I've had with my other customers, a call like this is most productive if you can tell him a little bit about the kind of work that we've been doing together and why we started to work together in the first place. And then you can ask him whether or not he wants to hear from me. Is that okay with you?
I can do that, no problem.
When do you think you'd like to call him?
I'll call him this Friday.
Great. And when should I call you back to see how the introduction went and to see whether or not he wants to hear from me?
Why don't you give me till Tuesday, just in case I can't reach him on Friday?
That's fine. I'll call you on Tuesday. Let me ask you one more thing. When's the best time to reach you Tuesday? Can you give me a ballpark?
And that's it. That's how to set the stage to get an introduction. Remember, though, this introduction method doesn't work unless all the following pieces are in place. First, give more to get more. If you haven't given, you can't expect to receive. It's just a simple law of nature, Emerson's Law. Second, build a stronger bond with your clients and customers by using a fuzzy file. For example, send them clippings from newspapers or business publications, send copies of your company's newsletter, or make periodic phone calls, what David Sandler called touch calls. These contacts should be pre-scheduled and should just trickle up in your daily call list. You'll have to decide how often to make these contacts based on how you've classified your customer list. Contact management software is a must to help you manage these fuzzy file contacts. And third, you need to have an initial conversation with each one of your clients to reverse the pattern of not asking for referrals in the past. You need to get your customers to buy in to helping you, a new upfront contract, new mutual understanding and commitment. The only one who will prevent you from asking for introductions is you. That's why it's wise to get one or two cool referrals under your belt first. Pretty soon, you'll start to see who your centers of influence are and which of them are willing to create strategic alliances with you. A Sandler trainer has more.
A center of influence is a client or somebody that you work with, like your CPA, an attorney, or a business owner, really anyone who has clout with others. The prospects that they would refer you to believe and entrust in them, and you can capitalize on that trust and belief, because they're more likely to talk to you when you call because your center of influence gave you a good recommendation. Strategic alliances are agreements between selling professionals to share each other's goods and services for the benefit of each other's partners, customers, and clients. You want to create strategic alliances with those centers of influence with whom you can reciprocate, and that is someone who you would feel comfortable referring your customers or clients to. Hey, not everyone will qualify as a strategic alliance, and that's okay. You can still cultivate them as a referral source. After all, you may be in a position that would make it inappropriate to refer your customers to that particular center of influence. Your customer could be a competitor of theirs, or your customer may not even use their product or service.
And don't forget to water your referral tree. Send a nice letter of appreciation to each center of influence who gives you a referral that turns into a new client or customer. For example, "Dear George, thanks for your help as well as your business. Today I had the pleasure of adding Sam Smith to my growing list of clients. Without your help, this would not have been possible. A very sincere thank you for helping me build my business. Sincerely yours," and close with your name. From time to time, especially when business is pretty good, you may need to get resold on asking for introductions. Make it a habit, though. Generate a steady flow of introductions so you won't be faced with any dips in your business. Remember how much money you may be leaving on the table if you aren't asking for referrals.